Welcome back to the Finsiders. Big Friday before Sunday's regular season finale against the Jets at Sun Life Stadium. We're going to preview it now with wide receiver Brian Hartline. Nice enough to step off of the practice field and into the studio.
Yep.
Literally. Still all dressed up. Final Friday of the regular season. Hall of Fame game. Does that seem like just yesterday, or does that seem like it was 10 years ago?
I don't know. I think it's a combination. I think really when you say the last Friday, first thing comes to mind is that I can't believe that, really. I mean, because I'm preparing like there's a next week. A lot of guys feel that way. You know, a lot of guys have don't even realize it's the last week. And I think this kind of shows you the change of mindset in this building and how we go about our business. But first time I felt this way since I've been here, and it's nice. I was reminded today, and you as well, on the practice field that it's, you know, the quote-unquote last Friday of the regular season, and we completely forgot about that.
I guess that's what you want to hear as a fan, you know, as the team prepares to get ready for this game against the Jets. How do we feel about this game?
Feel pretty good. I mean, we're glad to be back at home. We're glad to have our fans with us. We're glad to play a division opponent and have it be worth so much. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to the opportunity, and we're hoping it's a packed house come this Sunday.
Last time against the Jets, you had the big game, 127 yards. You had the touchdown. You and Wallace both had nice broken tackles that led to scores. What went right that day that we're going to try and duplicate on Sunday?
Just converting third downs, being consistent throughout drives. We had a lot of points that we left on the field, so it wasn't just those plays. We had a lot of opportunities to score points that we let go. So we really just want to execute at a high level, take care of the football, and win the turnover battle. If we give ourselves more opportunities than they have, obviously, we feel pretty comfortable in this game. But we just need to execute, which we didn't do last week.
How quickly do you think guys put last week out of their minds?
I hope quickly. I mean, there's a fine line between sweeping under the rug and but also keeping morale high and understanding the kind of football team we are. Don't forget who we are and how we're built and how we're supposed to win games and things like that. So it was obviously somewhat of a keeps us alert, keeps us a wake-up call. We don't want that to happen again. But if we can use it for a benefit, then it can be worth it. There's no good way around it. It was a bad situation. But I think guys, like I said, guys have taken a note, moved forward, but used it to stay motivated.
Brian Hartline is here. Stay motivated. I imagine, too, for some guys at least, there are corrections to be made out of that game. You can't just pretend like it didn't happen, right?
Right. I mean, there's corrections to make, even the New England game or any win. You're never playing a perfect game. It might appear that way on TV, but a lot of guys and a lot of fans don't understand the intricacies of this game. So there's always mistakes out there. We're always trying to get better. And, like coaches have always said, it's never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think. So we move forward with that thing in mind.
It's one of the original lessons of football, I think, no matter how old you are, when you start playing this game. You mentioned the game against New England. That was the last home game. The place was electric for that game. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, I guess, if in your time here you'd ever played in a game at Sun Life Stadium with that sort of energy and atmosphere, because it's probably going to be about the same this week.
I think a couple of them. I mean, even New England pops up a couple of times. Yeah. This year against Atlanta was one of them. A couple years back when we beat New England was a one of them. But that was definitely in the top five. But we can't do it without the fans. There was a lot of fans there. And we want the same term outcome this Sunday.
And you guys notice it, right? I mean, I think there's a cliche in sports where, like, fans don't think that the players notice it.
We absolutely notice it. But I think we also notice when we hear their fans, too. So it goes both ways. So we hope to fill the stadium with our fans and get a little rowdy come Sunday.
I like it. Everybody's fired up for this one. We're giving away two pairs of tickets on today's show, in fact. This year, this Dolphin team, and I guess Ryan Tannehill, has spread the ball around about as well as any Dolphin team in history, closing in on the possibility of three guys with 70 receptions. You're there. Mike Wallace and Charles Clay are both close. I don't imagine you keep up on this sort of thing, but the Dolphins have never had three guys with 70 catches in the same season before, going back to 66. All the Marino years, you had two guys a lot. You never had three different guys. I think that says something really positive, though, about this offense, that so many different guys are able to contribute.
Absolutely. No, I was not aware of that. But I think it shows the talent level, it shows the trust throughout the offense, it shows the versatility of Ryan and our players, and really the coaching making play calls. So there's definitely credit to be passed around when something like that happens. But I think if you asked any one of us, come Sunday, if we didn't throw the ball at all and we won the game, that would be the most important thing.
Yeah, no, the wins are always primary. The stats and the personal achievements are secondary. We'll stick with the secondary for a moment, though, because you're 22 yards away from 1,000 for the season. You obviously accomplished that last year as well. Is that something that at the beginning of this season, training camp, whenever, you said, I would like to do that again? Or do you just sort of show up and whatever happens, happens?
You know, I think it's a combination. I think once you kind of continue to raise the bar for yourself, it just becomes a standard. It really isn't necessarily a quote-unquote goal, per se. Your goals want to, you know, get higher and higher. So to have reached it before, your goal is probably to break that. But I think at that point, you know, reaching 1,000 yards as a receiver, you know, just your standard begins to change and it becomes to grow. And if it doesn't, then you know, you probably should evaluate that. But for me, it's just hopefully it's just a standard that becomes that way for a number of years and really in turn provides a lot of success for the team because, you know, no one stays around longer than a successful football team. So we just want to stay around and keep winning football games and really compete for championships.
Brian Hartline is here getting ready for Sunday against the Jets. And it is the Jets. That almost makes this even more fun. It's week 17. Everything's on the line. And you get it. It's Jets week.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, even Coach Philbin kind of asked me today, if everything was all right, because I guess I was kind of pissy this morning when it came to saying hello for the morning meetings and whatnot. I just kind of told him, you know, hey, you know, it's last game, it's Jets week. So you know, I think he understood, and that's all I had to say. So you're right, it's Jets week, and it's a lot of fun.
I like that. I like everything you had to say today. Brian, always appreciate you stopping by. Have a great last couple of days before Sunday and an even better Sunday against the Jets.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.